morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Monday, December 11th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the mystery of the Godhead. Our text taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 from the Amplified Classic. And great and important and weighty, we confess, is the hidden truth, the mystic secret of godliness. He, God, was made visible in human flesh, justified and vindicated in the Holy Spirit, was seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory. Pastor Chris says, there are those who, due to lack of proper understanding of the scriptures, are confused about the deity of Jesus. The scriptures are unambiguous about it. Even in the portion we just read in our theme verse, leaves no one in doubt as to the fact that the one being referred to as God is Jesus. Some have asked, if Jesus is God, how can he set himself at his own right hand in the heavenly places, as stated in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. First, you have to understand the extraordinary nature of God, in which he is able to manifest himself in different ways. It's the mystery of his nature. The Bible tells us about the divine nature of the Godhead in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, but manifests in three separate persons. We're never going to see three gods in heaven or three thrones with the Father sitting on one, the Son on another, and then the Holy Spirit on a third one. No, it's only Jesus, because in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Recall at the baptism of Jesus, as he came out of the water, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus. Simultaneously, a voice spoke from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. What an extraordinary manifestation of the three persons. The Son is baptized in water, and right away he is filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Father speaks from heaven. The first time the angels saw God Almighty in a body was when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God became flesh and dwelt among us, and yet his presence and his voice would speak from heaven. Amazing. Please take this confession with me. I worship the Lord Jesus, for in him dwells all the fullness of the divine perfection, powers, and attributes of divinity. Lord, you are the complete embodiment of deity. The outward expression or image of the invisible God. You're the King eternal, gracious, loving, and kind. I love you with all my heart. Blessed be your name forever. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 5 verse 7. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 and Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 from the Amplified Classic. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, God became flesh and dwelt among us, and yet his presence and his voice would speak from heaven. Hallelujah! If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.polarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. And till I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.